Volunteers and representatives from city and state agencies offered residents food, clothing, and cleaning supplies, as well as access to staff at Delmarva Power, DART, and the Division of Social Services. State officials say hundreds of residents came through the resource fair within hours of opening Tuesday morning. Some who were flooded out last Thursday have been able to return to their homes. Others have not been so lucky, living in hotels, vehicles, or with relatives. Jamika Lyons says she and her children have been couch surfing since her first floor apartment was flooded. They reached out to the state for help with a hotel voucher.
It's just not a lot, enough answers. It's a whole lot of speculations, and we're trying this and we're trying that, and we'll get back to you. So, with me and my family being displaced, that's not really helping at all. We need solid answers.
State officials say they put about 20 families up in hotels with vouchers this weekend and are working to find temporary housing for others. The Wilmington Housing Authority is also collecting names of those displaced. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.